Hey everyone, welcome back to How to Be Stoic. I'm your host, Dylan Brooks, and let me tell you, life can throw some serious curveballs, right? We all have those moments where our inner critic goes full blast, judging everything from the spilled coffee to our own thoughts. But what if there was a way to hit the pause button on that negativity? To approach even the toughest situations with a little more grace and understanding. That's exactly what we're diving into today. Practicing non-judgmental mindfulness in your daily life. Now, I know what you might be thinking, mindfulness. Isn't that all about sitting cross-legged on a mountaintop? Not at all. Mindfulness is about being present, aware of your thoughts and feelings without judgment. It's like having an inner observer who watches the drama unfold but doesn't take sides. And trust me, this skill can be a game-changer in navigating the chaos of everyday life. So, let's break down 5 key takeaways to help you cultivate that non-judgmental awareness. First up, accept your thoughts and feelings as they are. Don't try to suppress them or argue with them, just acknowledge their presence. It's like saying, hey, I'm noticing this feeling of frustration, but I don't have to react to it. Remember, your thoughts and emotions are temporary visitors, not permanent residents. Next, practice labeling. When you notice a thought or emotion popping up, simply label it. Is it anxiety? Sadness? Anger? Just putting a name to it can create space between you and the feeling, helping you detach from its intensity. It's like giving your emotions a little signpost this is temporary, it says. Third, focus on your breath. Deep breathing is a powerful anchor for mindfulness. When you feel overwhelmed, take a few slow, conscious breaths. Inhale deeply through your nose, exhale slowly through your mouth. This simple act can calm your nervous system and bring you back to the present moment. Now, let's talk about being kind to yourself. We all mess up sometimes, it's part of being human. Instead of beating yourself up over mistakes, offer yourself compassion and understanding. Remember that everyone is learning and growing, including you. Finally, practice gratitude. Take a moment each day to appreciate the good things in your life, big or small. This can shift your focus from negativity to positivity, fostering a sense of contentment and well-being. Ever felt like you're drowning in a sea of thoughts? Like your mind is on overdrive, racing from one worry to the next? You know that feeling when you just want to hit the mute button on your inner chatter? Well, non-judgmental mindfulness can be a life raft in those stormy seas. Imagine this. You're stuck in traffic and frustration starts to build. Instead of getting angry at other drivers or letting your mind spiral into a worst-case scenario frenzy, you take a deep breath and acknowledge the feeling of annoyance. You label it as frustration, recognizing that it's temporary. Then, you focus on your breath and appreciate the fact that you have a safe car to be in, music to listen to, and the opportunity to reflect. You might even use this time to think about something you're grateful for, maybe a delicious meal you're looking forward to, or a funny conversation you had earlier the day. See? Even a stressful situation can become a mindfulness practice. So, remember these key takeaways. Accept your thoughts and feelings without judgment, label them, focus on your breath, be kind to yourself, and practice gratitude. By incorporating these practices into your daily life, you can cultivate a sense of inner peace and resilience that will serve you well in all aspects of life. Remember, mindfulness isn't about being perfect, it's about making a conscious effort to be present and aware. It's a journey, not a destination. So keep practicing, keep exploring, and keep growing. Now, I want to hear from you. What are your biggest challenges when it comes to practicing mindfulness? Share your thoughts in the comments below or on our social media pages. Let's keep this conversation going. Until next time, stay stoic and strong.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.